The Israeli Prime Minister expresses concern over the progress of nuclear talks between Iran and the P5+1 countries. Benjamin Netanyahu also said at a cabinet meeting that Iran was getting everything while virtually giving nothing in talks. Netanyahu once again accused Tehran of trying to develop nuclear weapons and intercontinental missiles. The Israeli premier is expected to raise the issue in his meeting with visiting German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The accusations come as Israel is widely believed to be the sole possessor of nukes in the Middle East, with as many as 400 nuclear warheads. Let's speak to James Morris now. He's a political commentator and joining us from studios in Los Angeles. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Morris. Now, concern being expressed by the Israeli Prime Minister, the sole possessor of nukes in the Middle East, and not in compliance with any of the international treaties banning the use and proliferation of nuclear weapons. What do you make of it?
First, thanks for having me back on Press TV. I think that it's hypocritical of Benjamin Netanyahu. It's a blatant double standard on behalf of the U.S. government to basically go after Iran's peaceful nuclear program. You can read Gareth Porter's book, Manufactured Crisis, and he clearly conveys in that book that it is a manufactured crisis about Iran's supposed nuclear weapons. Like I said, with the double standard that we have with Benjamin Netanyahu, he just wants to reign supreme over the Middle East. He doesn't want Iran to be able to even defend itself. I believe his latest comments are going after the Iranian missile program as well. I mean, does he really think that Iran is going to be there without any kind of defense at all, including its missiles that he's going after? Well, you have not only this, but you have Israel, who's actually threatened not only the Middle East. How many wars has Israel started in the Middle East, Lebanon, Gaza, Palestine, over and over? In the last several hundred years, how many wars has Iran even started? And we see Netanyahu, basically, there's an Israeli military historian, Martin Van Krefeld, who had even threatened Europe with Israeli nukes. And you have Seymour Hersh, who had written a book titled The Samson Option, where Israel was going to light up its nuclear program during the 1973 Yom Kippur War with Egypt. So I think that the real threat to world peace is Israel. And unless we address that, we could be on the brink of the next world war. Let's get back to what this agenda is really all about. As I've mentioned before on Press TV, you go back to the Israeli Likudnik Oded Yanon strategy for Israel in the 1980s. That's what the Israel lobby in the U.S., the neoconservatives, AIPAC, American Israel Public Affairs Committee, the Brookings Institute, and the rest of the Israel lobby through its shills like John McCain, even John Kerry, who's pushing military action against Syria, which is in accordance with this Israeli Likudnik plan. You can read about it in good friend Steve Stogosky's The Transparent Cabal book. So it's not really the nuclear issue that we're talking about here. That's the pretext. We know Iran never threatened to wipe Israel off the map. That was also Zionist propaganda. What they'd said is if Israel continued to build illegal settlements like it does on Palestinian land, that regime, the Zionist regime in Israel, would be wiped from the pages of history. Iran never threatened to wipe Israel off the map. In fact, there was a 60 Minutes segment that was conveniently edited, Zionist media here in America, CBS 60 Minutes, where the Iranian president Ahmadinejad had actually even said that a referendum should be taken after the Palestinians are allowed to go back to Israel after they were displaced when Israel was created. So this is just all Zionist propaganda for another war for Israel in the Middle East like Iraq was, and we really have to wake up to it. There's posts about it at my ushijacked.com blog if you'd like to take a look.
Indeed, but, Mr. Morris, like let I said, me just the interrupt you there. We're quickly running out of time. Now, Benjamin Netanyahu was expected to raise his concerns about the progress of the nuclear talks with his meeting with the German chancellor. Now, let's not forget, Germany is part of the P5+1 group of countries. What kind of pressures do you think Germany will have on it when it does sit on the negotiating table next time with Iran?
Well, the problem you have in Europe as well is you've got the Transatlantic Institute, which is the AIPAC or the Israel lobby for the European Union. So that's why you see all these sanctions being passed by the European Union. It was set up, the Transatlantic Institute, you can Google it, was set up by the American Jewish Congress. But of course, American media never talks about that. They never talk about the Israel lobby encouraging the Syrian civil war, and that's to cut off Hezbollah in Lebanon. And this whole agenda, not only cutting off Hezbollah in Lebanon via Syria, but also cutting off support for the Palestinians so the Israelis can eventually transfer them all into Jordan. That's what it's all about. It's not the nuclear issue. That's just a pretext.
Okay, that was political commentator James Morris there joining us from Los Angeles. Mr. Morris, as always, it's a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.